Hello and welcome. I'm really glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your OCR GCSE biology course, global warming. That's specification reference 7.8. Whether your exam is coming up soon or you're building your understanding from scratch, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know to pick up every single mark on this topic. We're going to cover the core science, the greenhouse effect, the difference between natural and enhanced, the gases involved, and the human activities driving it all. Then we'll move into exam tips, the mistakes that cost students marks every single year, and finish with a quickfire recall quiz to test yourself. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get into it. Let's start at the very beginning, the greenhouse effect. Now, here's something really important that trips up so many candidates. The greenhouse effect is not a bad thing. In fact, without it, the average temperature on Earth would be around minus 18 degrees Celsius. Life as we know it simply wouldn't exist. So when you're writing in the exam, always make this distinction clear. The natural greenhouse effect is essential for life. So how does it work? Here's the mechanism, and you need to know this in detail for the higher marks. The sun emits radiation. This radiation travels to Earth as short wavelength radiation. Think of it as tight, high energy waves, like visible light. Because the wavelength is short, it passes straight through the atmosphere without being absorbed. It reaches Earth's surface where it's absorbed and warms the land and oceans. Now here's where it gets interesting. The Earth's surface then re-emits this energy, but this time as long wavelength infrared radiation. Think of it like this. The Earth absorbs the sun's energy and then breathes it back out as heat. But here's the key. Because the wavelength is now longer, the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere can absorb it. They can't absorb the short wavelength incoming radiation, but they absolutely can absorb the long wavelength outgoing radiation. And then, and this is the crucial step for your exam, those greenhouse gas molecules re-radiate that energy in all directions, including back down towards Earth's surface. This is what keeps our planet warm. It's not that heat is trapped like in a box. It's that energy is absorbed and re-radiated back towards the surface. Make sure you use those exact words, absorbed and re-radiated. Now, the key greenhouse gases you need to know are carbon dioxide, CO2, and methane, CH4. Water vapor is also a greenhouse gas, but for your OCR exam, focus on CO2 and methane as the ones linked to human activity. Right, so that's the natural greenhouse effect. Now let's talk about the enhanced greenhouse effect, and this is where global warming comes in. Human activities are increasing the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. More greenhouse gases means more infrared radiation is absorbed and re-radiated back to Earth. The result? The planet warms up more than it naturally would. This is global warming. Let's go through the human activities you need to know. First, burning fossil fuels. When we burn coal, oil, and natural gas for energy, we release carbon dioxide that was locked underground for millions of years. This dramatically increases atmospheric CO2 concentrations. Second, deforestation. This one is really important because it works through two mechanisms, and examiners love to test whether you know both. When trees are cut down and burned, that combustion releases CO2 directly. But also, and this is the second mechanism, fewer trees means less photosynthesis. Trees absorb CO2 during photosynthesis. Remove the trees and less CO2 is removed from the atmosphere. So deforestation increases CO2 in two ways. More is released and less is removed. Third, cattle farming. Cows and other livestock produce methane as a byproduct of their digestive process. This is called enteric fermentation. Methane is actually a much more potent greenhouse gas than CO2 over a short time period, so even relatively small amounts have a significant warming effect. Fourth, rice paddies and landfill sites also release methane. Decomposing organic matter in waterlogged conditions produces methane. Now let's talk about the consequences of global warming, because the exam will ask you to go beyond just saying it gets hotter. You need specific consequences. Melting polar ice caps lead to rising sea levels, which causes flooding of low-lying areas and loss of coastal habitats. Changes in temperature affect migration patterns of animals. Birds may migrate earlier or not at all, disrupting ecosystems. There is loss of habitat and reduced biodiversity as species struggle to adapt to rapidly changing conditions. Coral reefs bleach and die as ocean temperatures rise and oceans become more acidic due to dissolved CO2. And extreme weather events, droughts, floods, hurricanes become more frequent and more severe. One more thing to mention, the evidence. Examiners often give you data, graphs showing atmospheric CO2 concentration alongside global average temperature over time, the key skill here is to quote specific values from the graph. Don't just say, as CO2 increases, temperature increases. Say something like, between 1960 and 2020, atmospheric CO2 rose from approximately 315 parts per million to over 410 parts per million, which correlates with a rise in global average temperature of approximately 0.8 degrees Celsius. That's the kind of specific data-referenced answer that earns marks. Right, let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. The number one mistake I see every year, and it comes up in examiner reports time and time again, is candidates confusing the greenhouse effect with the ozone layer. These are completely different things. The ozone layer is in the stratosphere and protects us from ultraviolet radiation. The greenhouse effect is about infrared radiation being absorbed by greenhouse gases. Do not mix these up. They are not the same thing. Mistake number two, saying greenhouse gases reflect radiation. They do not reflect it. They absorb it and then re-radiate it. That distinction is worth a mark. Use the correct language, absorb and re-radiate. Mistake number three, saying the sun's heat is trapped. This is imprecise and won't earn you marks. The mechanism is a wavelength transformation. Short wavelength, in, long wavelength out, absorbed by greenhouse gases, re-radiated back to Earth. Learn that sequence. Mistake number four, using vague language like pollution or fumes. Always name the specific gas. Carbon dioxide, methane, be precise. Now, some command word tips. If a question says explain, you must use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says describe, tell them what happens, use correct scientific terminology. If it says evaluate, you need to consider evidence on both sides and make a judgment. And if it says state, keep it brief. One or two words or a short phrase is all you need. For a 6-mark question on this topic, structure your answer as mechanism of greenhouse effect, named greenhouse gases, specific human activities and consequences. That's your 4-part structure for maximum marks. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What type of radiation does the sun emit that passes through the atmosphere? Think about it. The answer is short wavelength radiation. Well done if you got that. Question 2. What do greenhouse gases do to outgoing infrared radiation? Have a think. They absorb it and re-radiate it back towards Earth's surface. Question 3. Name 2 greenhouse gases linked to human activity. Carbon dioxide and methane. Question 4. Give 2 reasons why deforestation increases atmospheric CO2. Combustion releases CO2, and fewer trees means less CO2 is removed by photosynthesis. Question 5. Name 1 specific consequence of global warming beyond it gets hotter. Any of rising sea levels, loss of biodiversity, changes in migration patterns, coral bleaching, or more extreme weather events. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the key points to remember. 1. The natural greenhouse effect is essential for life. Distinguish it clearly from global warming. 2. Short wavelength radiation passes through the atmosphere. Long wavelength infrared radiation is absorbed by greenhouse gases and re-radiated back to Earth. 3. The key greenhouse gases are carbon dioxide and methane. 4. Deforestation increases CO2 through 2 mechanisms, combustion and reduced photosynthesis. 5. Consequences must be specific, not just it gets hotter. 6. Never confuse the greenhouse effect with the ozone layer. 7. In data questions, always quote specific figures from the graph. That's everything for today's episode on global warming for OCR GCSE Biology 7.8. You've got this. Go review those diagrams, test yourself with the retrieval questions in your study guide, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.